unusual first period tonight. How did you guys survive that and come out of it with a 2-0 lead?
Oh, we killed the penalties, did a great job on the PK. And I think it's kind of turning the corner. We look pretty good. I don't know how many penalties we took tonight, but anytime you take that many against those kind of guys, they're probably going to pop one in. So overall, I thought we did a great job in the PK, and it's nice to add one on the power play as well.
Does that add momentum tonight?
Well, I think it gives you a boost when you come out of the special teams battle, especially a period dominated by special teams how it was. When you come out of that 1-0, gives your team some momentum. So we spent more time in the box than we did on the power play. So when you especially come out ahead with the man advantage, then I think it gives you a little boost.
Like you guys have been saying for a long time that you're close, that you're playing the right game, that you're close. It's a matter of time before you see the results. When you get the results that you get tonight, what does that do for you guys going forward?
Well, I think it helps reinforce what we're doing. You know, I think for the most part we're doing the right things. I think defensively we've been stronger recently, and when there's been a problem, you know, Helly's been pretty good back in net there. So those are the keys. That's how you win. You can't win giving up the types of goals we've been giving up, you know, the amount of goals we've been giving up. No matter what, you got to rely on being good defensively. And, you know, you give up one goal in the last two games, that's a good start.
I'm not sure if you said it, or I hadn't heard you say it, but your coach said hitting the reset button. A number of other players said hitting the reset button. Do you feel like something has changed since the Christmas break?
I mean, I think the real change has been just in getting the result we wanted. I think if you really dissect the games leading up to Christmas, you're going to like a lot of what you see, except for the final scores. With that being said, you know, that's not good enough. We realize that. You know, we were two games under 500 going to the Christmas break. That's not what we were looking for. So I think there was the knowledge that we were happy with the direction we were headed. You know, not the satisfaction, though, with the result. And I think that left a bad taste in our mouth over Christmas break and allowed us to come back a little bit hungrier.
I think that's 6 of 7 now you've taken at home. What's working so well here?
I think we finally got a little breather. Our schedule lightened up on us. We were able to get our legs under us a little bit. November was pretty crazy for us. So you spend a little bit of time at home. You have more than one day in between games. All those things kind of add up to just having a fresher lineup and guys that are feeling good out there. So I think it's enabled us to have better starts than we'd had in the past, you know, maybe in November and even into October. So you jump on teams, it certainly helps.
Is there a way to bottle this, take it on the road, or do you expect to?
You know, it's tough. We'll look at what we're doing tomorrow. You know, we'll try to reinforce those things. And then it's just about, you know, having another great effort in Phoenix. These are really tough games coming up. So I think we're excited about the direction we're headed. But, you know, we're scratching and clawing here to get back to where we want to be. Yep.